You're listening to Tree Note. A familiar Christmas carol reminds us to deck the halls with boughs of holly. That is great holiday advice for many reasons. The holly tree's deep evergreen leaves and clusters of red berries provide our traditional Christmas colors. And holly holds deep religious symbolism. The Druids and Celts cherished the tree because it represented fertility, peace, and eternal life. To early Christians, its sharp, pointed leaves embodied the crown of thorns that Jesus wore, and the bright red berries represented the blood that he shed. But we cherish holly year-round. Their berries are a food source for birds and mammals who help to disperse the holly seeds. You might have noticed that berries appear only on some holly trees. That's because holly trees are dioecious. The word dioecious translates to two houses, which means that male and female structures grow on separate trees, and only the female plants produce berries. There are some darker sides to holly. Their berries contain the toxin saponin, which is poisonous to humans, but not animals. Eating large amounts of them can cause us nausea, vomiting, and stomach cramps. And in Western North America, holly can be invasive, spreading into forest habitat and crowding out native species. But there's no danger in decking our halls with boughs of holly to appreciate the symbols they represent and to revel in their holiday colors. Tree Note is a production of KUER, NPR, Utah. Christy Miners is the executive producer and editor. David Childs does audio production and engineering. I'm Nalini Nadkarni, and this is Tree Note.